I will now call to order the Thursday, May 22nd, 2025 Planning and Zoning Commission meeting for the City of Columbia. Commissioner Williams, may we have a roll call?
Commissioner Ortiz.
Here.
Commissioner Placer.
Here.
Commissioner Stanton.
Here.
Commissioner Godway Jones.
Here.
Commissioner Williams here. Commissioner Lowe.
Here.
Commissioner Wilson.
Here.
Commissioner Walters.
Here.
Commissioner Brodsky.
Here.
We have nine.
Excellent. Are there any changes or adjustments to the agenda, Mr. Zinner?
No, there are not, ma'am.
Is there a motion to approve?
To approve.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Lowe, seconded by Commissioner Stanton. Is there a thumbs up approval on the agenda? Yes. We all received a copy of the May 8th, 2025 regular meeting minutes. Are there any changes or adjustments to the minutes?
Move to approve the minutes.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Stanton, seconded by Commissioner Lowe. Could I get a thumbs up approval on the minutes? Unanimous with Commissioner Wilson abstaining. Thank you. Our first and only case for the evening, case number 188-2025, a request by Jamie Kroll, owner, to allow a portion of the dwelling located at 209 Alexander Avenue to be used as a short-term rental for a maximum of 6 transient guests and up to 210 nights annually pursuant to Section 29-3.3BV and Section 29-6.4M2 of the Unified Development Code. The approximately 0.19-acre R2 two-family dwelling zone subject site is located northwest of the intersection of Ash Street and Alexander Avenue. May we have a staff report?
Yes, you may, Madam Chair. Thank you for that introduction. As far as public notification was concerned, we sent out early notification postcards on April 28th, followed by public hearing letters that were sent on May 5th. We sent out 53 of them, and a Tribune ad was run on May 6th. Here's an aerial view of the subject site. So that's highlighted in red there on the screen. That east-western oriented street is Ash Street, and then the street that it fronts is Alexander Avenue. So this site is zoned R2, and it is not the applicant's primary dwelling. It is a four-bedroom, three-bathroom home, but the applicant intends to rent out three beds and two baths. There's a bed and a bath on the top floor that is my understanding is just going to be private to the applicant themselves. There are four parking spots on this shared driveway here. So to the right on that picture is 211 Alexander Avenue, which is also owned by the applicant. They're going to be using the entire driveway as parking for the attendance of this STR. The maximum or the occupancy they're requesting is 6, and the max allowed by the code in the part that they're going to be renting would be 6. Final occupancy is to be determined by the Housing and Neighborhood Services Department and shall not exceed the 6 guests they're requesting. It's been operating as an STR since May of 2022. We will verify that through their reviews on Airbnb. Last year, they operated for 105 nights. The designated agent is 13 miles or 20 minutes away from the dwelling, as indicated by the applicant. We identified one code violation back from September 23rd of 2024 regarding vegetation exceeding the property lines. It was resolved within a couple weeks there. On October 7th, it was officially resolved in our system. We identified one additional unregistered STR within 300 feet of the property, and that's at 305 Alexander Avenue, which I believe was a little over 200 feet north of the current property. So short-term rental conditional use permits are subject to both the general and STR-specific criteria of Section 29.6.4 M2I and III of the UDC, and short-term rentals are permitted in R2 zoning subject to the obtaining a conditional use permit, the short-term rental certificate of compliance, and the issuing of a business license. A conditional use permit here would support several broad comprehensive plan goals by introducing small-scale commercial businesses such as STRs into neighborhoods. Mixed uses within neighborhoods is being supported. This use is also supported by the policies of land use and growth management as well as economic development in our comprehensive plan. This use may be more intense than the greater surrounding single and two-family homes due to guest turnover frequency. However, staff has concluded that noise impact is likely minimal. The current site has a lot of screening and trees on both the front and rear of the property, and there are adequate utilities in place to support this use. We received one letter in support, noting that since obtaining the property, the owner has done a lot to renovate the property and improve its visual characteristics, and it's just more sightly in the neighborhood. Our adopted SDR regulations do contain provisions to address any negative impacts, and I would like to reiterate how with two verified violations in the system, that would result in the revocation of a license per our regulations. 16 of the 23 surrounding parcels within 185 feet of the subject site are currently used for rentals, and the subject site currently abuts our two zoned properties, which allow four unrelated individuals living together. I know we just had a long discussion about what constitutes a family and all that. In conclusion, conditional use permit analysis supports approval of this request. The SDR regulations provide oversight and means to address any negative impacts they may generate, and approval supports broad policies, strategies, and actions of the comprehensive plan. So staff recommends approval of the requested short-term rental conditional use permit, subject to the following: that they only operate for 210 nights annually, and they operate with a maximum of 6 transient guests, regardless of allowances permitted by the IPMC. And with that, I'd be happy to answer any questions the commission has.
Thank you. Before we go to questions for staff, if any of my fellow commissioners have had contact with parties to this case outside of a public hearing, please disclose so now. Commissioner Lowe, please.
I would like to disclose that I know Jamie Kroll, and he was hired by my parents to do renovations on their home, but there is no standing agreement with them at this time. He and I have not discussed this case, and that prior arrangement will not impact my decision.
Thank you very much. Any further disclosures? Seeing none, questions for staff? Seeing none. Thank you very much. We will go to public hearing. If you would like to speak on this case, please come forward. Hello, state your name and address for the record, and then go ahead.
Erica Kroll, 209 Alexander Ave, the house that we're talking about. My name's Erica, and my husband Jamie and I are the owners of the property. We lived there from about 2008 to 2021, remodeled the whole thing, like even the foundation. We're primarily using it as an Airbnb to offset costs of the mortgage because we use the house frequently. We don't stay there often, but we're there. Jamie works in town and goes to have lunch there every day. We're deeply rooted in the community. I think we have a lot of friends and neighbors that live on the street we care very much about, and so we're invested in making sure that nobody is bothered by what we're doing there. So happy to answer any questions.
Are there any questions for the applicant? Commissioner Placer.
My only question was about the shared driveway.
Mm-hmm.
So the three required parking spots will be on just the one half of the shared driveway, or will they be on both?
It can be either. The house that's next door is, we're going to be applying to tear it down and rebuild. There's nobody living there. It's completely empty. The utilities are shut off. Not sure when we're going to do that, but for right now, you can fit three cars front to back, but we let people use the entire driveway.
Mm-hmm. Any other questions for the applicant? Seeing none. Thank you very much for being here tonight.
Thank you.
If anyone else would like to speak on this case, please come forward. Seeing none, we will close public comment and go to commissioner comment. Any commissioner comments on this case? Seeing none, Commissioner Lowe?
I would just like to say that the application is for an existing, and there's support in the neighborhood for the continued use of it. I intend to support it. If there's no other comments, I'm happy to make a motion.
Seeing none, please go ahead.
In the case of 188-2025, 209 Alexander Avenue, STR conditional use permit, recommend to approve the requested STR CUP subject to the following: condition that maximum usage shall not exceed 210 nights annually, maximum of 6 transient guests, regardless of allowance permitted by the IPMC.
I'll second.
Moved by Commissioner Lowe, seconded by Commissioner Ortiz. Is there any discussion on the motion? I will just state for the record that once again, we have support from the neighbors. There are no comments against this, and we've got While it's not technically an owner-occupied house, this is definitely one that has clearly been taken care of, and they've been good neighbors based on the letters that we've received, or the letter that we received. So with that, there are no other discussion. Commissioner Williams, may we have a roll call?
Commissioner Ortiz.
Yes.
Commissioner Placer.
Yes.
Commissioner Stanton.
Yes.
Commissioner Galway-Jones.
Yes.
Commissioner Williams, yes. Commissioner Lowe.
Yes.
Commissioner Wilson.
Yes.
Commissioner Walters.
Yes.
Commissioner Brodsky.
Yes.
Is 9 yeses and 0 noes.
Thank you. That recommendation will be forwarded to City Council. Seeing no other cases before us this evening, we will go to general public comments. If any member of the public has a comment of a general nature they would like to make, please come forward now. Seeing none, we will go to staff comments. Mr. Zinner.
Your next meeting will be June 5th. We will have a work session at 5:30. Talk with Mr. Teddy about potentially coming back with updates with our definition of family, or we will shift back to working on our issues with small lot integration and potentially discuss amendments to the Unified Development Code. That is where we have this particular project, that particular project at. While you had a very short meeting tonight, those that are leaving are probably thankful. Your next meeting on June 5th will not be nearly as short. We have a gaggle of cases, 4 short-term rental requests, 5 regular public hearings, and then 1 final minor plat. And the reason the final minor plat is coming to you is because it incorporates a platted lot and then a survey tract of land, and pursuant to our UDC regulations, you're required to approve plats that have not been previously platted, have land that's not been previously platted. So with that in mind, case 192 is on Southampton. Alive in Christ Church is occupying the eastern portion of this property. You can see the structure underneath the hashed lines. The vacant parcel that is to the rear is the parcel that is being sought to be platted in order to create a legal lot standard for what I believe to be potentially the purposes of future subdivision into a standard single-family R1 development. Immediately to the east of that is Cosmo Bethel Park. Map in the middle. This is the last undeveloped portion of the Grindstone Walmart property. This is to the sandwiched between Grindstone Plaza Drive, extended to the north, and then Gray Oak, which is the backside of the Walmart facility. And then on the very eastern end of this particular property is the privately maintained but publicly dedicated park that is at the corner of Rock Quarry Road and Grindstone Parkway that was part of the negotiated agreement with the original approval of the PD, in which the Grindstone Walmart and the outbuildings were originally approved. This is a request going in the direction that we all love. It's moving from PD to MC. So all of us should be ecstatic. So that is this project, and I know Ms. Galway-Jones is probably more so than most. Next case, moving to the right on our screens, that is actually a rezoning of a project that I have personally been working on for probably about 5-6 years. This is the permanent zoning of the Woodstock Mobile Home Park. It is being sought to be brought in as the first, if I am not incorrect, RMH, that is Residential Mobile Home Park zoning request that we have seen since 2017. The purpose behind the annexation is to allow the remaining unconnected portion of the park to connect to public sanitary sewer in order to relieve the park property of ongoing non-compliance issues with DNR at the state level. So this request would facilitate the ability for the park to be able to take 2 on-site lagoons, eliminate those, connect all of the units in the park that are not connected, which is basically the north eastern and the eastern portion of the park as it exists today to the public sewer, which connects toward New Haven Elementary School. An RMH plan is very similar to that of a PD plan. The plan governs the development of this property moving forward. It will have a lot of information on that document. So when you do receive it, it is in essence identifying nonconformities that the commission will be being asked to grant approval to as a part of the permanent zoning. And then as the annexation process catches up with this, it will be annexed into the city. It does require final platting. So there will be a final plat presented on this, since this is not a legal tract of land. And associated with that final plat is most likely going to be a development agreement that deals with particular required improvements along Warren Drive and Warren Drive Road right-of-way dedication, which when you look at the preliminary RMH plan or the RMH plan, you will note that many of the homes are being impacted by that future improvement of Warren Drive, which is on its very eastern boundary. New Haven Road is also being upgraded by MoDOT at this point, and so the plan reflects a relocation of the development's main access to a new location that MoDOT will be installing, and then it will also trigger the required construction of sidewalks along the New Haven frontage all the way to the Warren Drive right-of-way. Rezoning request off of Stark Avenue. This is right up Stark, and then as you come across where Brown School Road is. I always got Brown Station and Brown School mixed up, but this is immediately to the north is the old fairgrounds property, our northeast regional park now for the city of Columbia. This is a rezoning request to go from PD again to MC. So we've got two on this agenda moving in the right direction. East St. Charles Road, this is a rezoning. This is proposing again to go from PD to MC. This property is the western portion of a three-parcel property that was zoned PD. The eastern portion of this property, for some that have been around long enough, was a proposed and failed Dollar General site that was being developed under a PD plan and failed. So we will unpack the issues associated with going from PD to MC on the subject tract, which is just roughly over, if I'm not incorrect, 3 acres. First of our four short-term rental requests is off of North Brookline. That is in an R1 zoning district. Second is off of Goldenwood Drive. That name should sound familiar because two houses down from this, we recently approved another short-term rental. So this is going to trigger a 300-foot assessment by the Planning Commission. The owner of this property is an out-of-state owner. They have been informed to be present, and they are intending on being here. So we have made very clear to them the Planning Commission's desire to be able to have them answer questions on their behalf, not have an agent. 1516 Wilson. This should be another address and another street that sounds familiar. This was property that was recently brought forth to the Planning Commission to subdivide this lot into two lots, or to readjust where the lot line is. The lot line runs east-west. The proposed platting action that was approved roughly a month ago runs the lot line north-south. That plat has not been fully approved, and therefore that is why this identified parcel is the entire tract of land still. The short-term rental request would apply to the existing structure on the lot. It would not apply to both lots that are pending creation. So just keep that in mind as we review that. And this would be the first, if I am aware, in the East Campus neighborhood that is seeking short-term rental authorization. And this is a 210-night short-term rental. Your fourth request is then again off of 105 Pinewood Drive. This is a R2 zoned short-term rental for 210 nights. And with that, that is all we have in the way of cases. We hopefully will be able to make next meeting relatively painless and as efficient as possible. You will not meet on July or June 19th, so you will only have one meeting in the month of June. June 19th is Juneteenth. The city does recognize and celebrate that day, so we will not be in session. I will warn you, as a result of not having a June 19th meeting. Be prepared to have a lengthy July 10th meeting. I already have, if I'm not incorrect, 6 short-term rental applications for July 10, and we have another 4 regular case items, and I still have not had the second submission deadline or the first submission deadline in the month of June, which is what will also be added to that. So it is very possible that we may end up with 15 or so cases on that agenda. Monday night of this week, many of you are probably aware that the City Council did appoint 3 new commissioners for our exiting commissioners, Commissioner Placer, Commissioner Williams, and Commissioner Lowe. It is, as the representative of the staff, representative of the Community Development Department, and as your liaison, as much as we may argue, it has been a great appreciation to have the insights, the input, and the friendship. It is sometimes challenging, and we greatly appreciate the dedication that you do make and your intent to always try to make this a better community. It's folks like you that we appreciate to have. You are thoughtful, respectful, and you are contributory to what we do to make this a great place to live, learn, and play. So with that, I would like to extend my appreciation to you all as members of this commission for the tenure that you have served, some shorter than others, but nonetheless just as effective. We wish you the best in your future endeavors as Ms. Lowe may be heading in towards retirement. Ms. Placer gets to go back to probably being retired, but being an activist in other areas. And Mr. Williams, you get to spend more time with the family. And we greatly appreciate, again, your time with us. And you are always welcome back to be on the other side of the podium. But never, please, accuse staff of trying to do something wrong. I do have some gifts for you as a parting gift. We started a tradition long ago, which I finally unearthed the box that had the coffee mugs in them. So every time you wake up in the morning, you can either spit into the cup because you do remember your time, or you can sip leisurely because you can watch a Thursday night meeting and say, thank God, I get to go to bed at 10. Otherwise, we will miss you greatly. And again, we appreciate your service.
Thank you. Moving on to commissioner comments, I will take privilege and then you can go. Don't worry. Sarah, you taught me how to do this job. Thank you. Thank you for everything. Thank you for always knowing off the top of your head where in the code things need to be, for reminding us that there are other agencies out there that pay attention to things like building codes, and for everything that you've taught us and insist upon us remaining true to ourselves. So thank you for that. Peggy, I can't tell you how nice it is to have somebody who cares more about the neighbors than probably your own self when it comes down to it. You remind us every meeting that the neighbors are who we do this job for, that the community is what we care about, and I appreciate you constantly reminding us of that. Truly, truly, I do. And the environment. We care about that too, right? Yeah. Thank you. Thomas, I'm sorry I scared you off. I'm so glad that the first thing you did when you came to this community was decide to volunteer for public service, and I hope that you'll do it again sometime, because you truly are an asset. Your attention to detail is phenomenal, even when it does make me slightly frustrated that we're going over time. But I appreciate you very much for being here. With that, would anyone else like to say something? Commissioner Stanton, you want to go next?
Each and every one of you. Ms. Lowe, can I have your 3-ring binder with your code?
No, that's not an option.
Years of notes, and I need that.
A box.
I need the one you bring to the meeting. It will be a wonderful gift, and I will continue your tradition of understanding the code. I just need that book to help me out. Mr. Williams, I mean, I was just breaking you in, and now you're leaving. But thank you for your service, everybody. Miss Peggy. Well, we got fresh meat coming, so let's break in, man. Madam Chair,
Would any of our other, I was going to say, who wants to start? Peggy, you want to go?
Yeah, I would like to thank the planners for being so, for preparing us so well for each meeting and for being so prepared when you come to the meetings and for working so many hours and putting up with our entertaining arguments. And I also want to thank the other commissioners for being so supportive and wonderful. Commissioner Lowe, you oriented me to this. I had a lot of questions, and we sat down at Gerb's and worked it all through. And I started out as a consequence feeling better prepared. I also, if you're out there somewhere, Mike McMahon, my first assignment was to sit next to Mike McMahon, and he would always say, kind of nudging me in a maybe not verbal way, I am stating this motion in the affirmative, but I intend to vote no, looking at me like, and I hope you will also vote no. So he was mentoring but pressuring at the same time. So thank you all.
Commissioner Lowe?
Just thank you to staff and the commission. It has truly been an honor and a privilege. Just thank you.
Thomas?
Well, I do appreciate the staff and what they've done as well. And it's the one thing that stands out to me that I've valued the most beyond just the work that we do is it has really been a pleasure and a privilege to experience the diversity of thought and life experience on this commission. And I have truly enjoyed the intellectual exercise and expansion of being presented with the same facts week after or meeting after meeting as all of you, and then just seeing the different ways that you think about it and challenge my own thinking on it. And that's really been an absolute pleasure, and I should really enjoy and appreciate all of you and the collegial nature that we've had even when disagreeing on some things. So that really has been probably one of the biggest takeaways from this. And I also never made the big leagues, so getting a chance to be called rookie week after week was it was also enjoyable in its own way.
No longer rookie, but you retired early.
Red shirt freshman. Any other commissioners? Commissioner Brodsky.
Just wanted to say, I know it's only been 6 months, but it has been a pleasure getting to know all of you individually. And I also did want to mention, we've had a lot of turnover on the commission, not including myself being my second tour of duty, but Ms. Ortiz and the three new commissioners. We're going to have 4 out of 9 of us that are brand new. So I did want to stress the importance of the orientation that Peggy mentioned to help get these folks up to speed. I think our rules say it has to happen before the next meeting, which is a tight timeline for 3 orientations. But perhaps our vice chair can assist with that.
I like trial by fire.
Anyone else? Seeing none, then, would anyone like to make a motion? Commissioner Lowe?
I move to adjourn.
Second, Ms. Lowe.
Adjournment made by Commissioner Lowe, seconded by Commissioner Stanton. Without objection, we stand adjourned.